Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the NFL playoffs. Welcome to Wildcard Weekend and welcome to the latest edition of the podcast. And given that this is the postseason and we've got a big six-game slate that we really want to dig into, we're going to break from the format a little bit. Joe Osborne is going to join us as usual, but we're not going to do the follow or fade that we normally do each week. We're just going to dish on our favorite bets for each of the wildcard weekend games. We'll have a boosted same game parlay for Dallas hosting the Green Bay Packers. And then Aaron Waterworth going to come in. Trading manager at Bet365 is going to run that 2-minute drill. And we're going to go rapid fire on every single game on the board and get some insight from that side of the counter. Before we get into that, quick tap on the shoulder. Hey, buddy. When you get a second, give us a rating and review. We'd appreciate that. Showing up you guys every week to come listen. We'd like to get some feedback, and thank you to anyone that has gone in and rated and left a review for the Sharp 600 podcast. We appreciate that. So thanks so much. All right. It is tourney time. I don't think we're going to be able to fit it all into 10 minutes, but let's get wild this weekend. All right, no follows, no fades, just pure protein bets here for Wildcard Weekend. Joe Osborne joins the Sharp 600, as he usually does. But we're going to go tit for tat here with our best bets for each game. And we're going to start, and I should say, too, odds courtesy of Bet365. They are subject to change before kickoff. We're going to start Cleveland and Houston. We'll just go down the board here. Joe, what do you like? Best bet for this one?
Indeed. Let us go tit for tat, and I will start with the Texans going over their team total. Over at Bet365, the number set at 20.5, a little juicy, minus 130, but I do think it is worth it. So I've talked about this a lot this season. The Browns' home-away splits, especially defensively. Their defense is fantastic at home. They are awful when they go on the road. They're allowing a league-high 29.6 points on the road. All eight of their road opponents this season have gone over this number of 20.5 points. And the red zone defense stinks too. They're the worst in the NFL in the red zone. CJ Stroud is a big game player. Of course, a lot of those games came in college. But still, this is a guy who rises to the occasion. Look what he did versus Georgia last year. That great defense. He was great in the Rose Bowl the year before. They scored 48. He filled the stat sheet up in both games against Michigan. So I think he's going to show up, and they can at least score 21 points in this game. I absolutely love this bet for Saturday.
All right. I'm going to go with a Houston Texans player prop. I took Devin Singletary over 63.5 yards earlier in the week. This market has gone up to 64.5. Still feel good about it. All the news is about C.J. Stroud and how first-time QBs struggle in their playoff debut. And I think the Texans are going to need Singletary to kind of share the weight in this one, too, especially with that Cleveland pass rush coming after Stroud. And Singletary has been getting a lot more of the reps and the workload in the second half of the season. He's become that RB1 for them. He's been averaging 4.5 yards per carry, almost 69 yards per game since week 9. He faces a Cleveland defense where the run stop has been very soft in the second half of the season. So a lot, there's some models out there calling for as many as 86 yards from Singletary. I don't see that many. My number was around 72, but more than enough to get over the 64.5, which you can find. Let's go to a game near and dear to your heart, Miami at Kansas City. Best bet, Joe.
I'm going to take a big swing on this one. Take the Dolphins alt spread -13.5. I think they're at, no, that will not be the bet that I'm placing. I'm going to go with the bet I've been placing all season. It is a weirdo bet, but it's been hitting all season. It is the Chiefs second half under. So the total set at 21.5. And this is the trend that would not die during the regular season. So we're going to try to keep it alive into the playoffs. So they went under the second half total in 15 of 17 games this season, including in all 9 of their home games. An average combined score in the second half at home in Kansas City of just 13.8. And then you check out the Miami Dolphins. Their offense has been falling asleep in the second half down the stretch here. Just 15 total points in the second half across their last 3 games. 15 total. Neither offense very impressive when they played that game in Germany against each other back in week 9. I think it was Kansas City was actually shut out in the second half in that one. Just three total trips to the red zone combined. Mm-hmm. Two and Mahomes were both held to under 200 passing yards in that one. So I'll take the second half under for Dolphins Chiefs.
All right. I'm going with Kansas City receiver Rashee Rice. Touchdown anytime, plus 150. Rice has been the most targeted wide receiver in the red zone for Kansas City by a large mile, to the point in which he's kind of option 1B alongside Travis Kelce. And he's definitely gained the respect and the confidence of Patrick Mahomes, unlike some of those other wide receivers. He's had seven rushing touchdowns. He did score a touchdown against the Dolphins in that Germany game. And Miami, not great at defending the red zone. They haven't been great in the red zone all year. And if we look at their recent games, the Finns have been very susceptible to the short pass on the goal line. They've allowed seven touchdown passes of 20 yards or less over the past three games. Five of those have been less than 10 yards. And last week against the Bills and Josh Allen should have had some more little quick hit ones. He threw that INT in the end zone, and then he also had that ball dropped on the goal line as well, too. So it could have been even worse for this Miami red zone defense. So I like Rice to score a touchdown here, plus 150 at Bet365. Let's go to Sunday, and the game everyone's been talking about this week because of the wild weather. We have Pittsburgh at Buffalo. The wind's expected to be as high as around, 50-mile-per-hour gusts, 25-mile-per-hour sustained winds, according to my last weather check-in.
Yeah, I like the Steelers in this one, plus 10. I think this is too many points. They're 0-8 against the spread in their last eight games as a double-digit favorite. And the way people are talking about Buffalo going to the playoffs, you would think that they're just blowing everyone out of the water. That is not the case. They barely snuck by Bailey Zappi and the Patriots. They barely snuck by Easton Stick. And then even in the game versus the Dolphins last week, they had a little bit of luck on their scoring plays, a 95-yard punt return, a circus catch in the end zone on one of them. And let's not forget what happened in the wild card round last season in Buffalo. Skylar Thompson and the Miami Dolphins come into town as a 15-point underdog. The Bills barely beat them in that game, so they're barely sneaking by. And a lot of these games, only one win by more than one score, actually, in their last six games. Messy field conditions. I think that could keep scoring down a little bit. And I think that plays into Pittsburgh's hands. Their defense has been really good in the red zone, so I'll take them to keep this inside of 10 points.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I took them plus 10 in my underdogs column for a lot of those reasons why Pittsburgh playing its best two-way football of the season right now. We'll look at their advanced metrics over the last 3 weeks, and they've been really, really good. I'm going to go out on a limb for this one, and I'm going to go, yes, successful two-point conversion. It's sitting out there at plus 425. It's a bit of a flyer, but given the wild winds for Sunday afternoon, I believe the two-point convert is live. Given the sustained winds of 25, gusts up to 50, we go back to that Week 13 2021 game between the Pats and Buffalo. And the Patriots, when they scored their only touchdown of that game, they went for two-point conversion and nailed it. Now, the pricing is a little bit funny on this one. It's plus 425 for a reason, because this total has dropped so significantly. You have to have touchdowns in order to have two-point conversions. So I could see why it's priced here, but it's absolutely live if one team does get in, because this is a crosswind. No team's going to want to kick that point after touchdown. So I like this at a plus 425 flyer in a game with some wild outcomes. Let's get a wild outcome on this bet. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. So check out the boosts and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, we're back, and we're going to start with Green Bay at Dallas. Joe, what do you like in this one?
Back to the well on Dallas going over their team total here at home. It's been one of my favorite plays of the season. So don't fix it if it's not broken, right? So they've gone over their team total.
Stick it to the classics.
Yeah, exactly. Playing the hits, right?
They've gone over the team total.
Yeah, they've gone over that team total in seven of eight games at home. Average of 37.4 points at home. They scored at least 30 in seven of the eight games. They got into the 40s on four separate occasions at home here as well. The Packers defense, I think, a little tricky to judge. They only played one top 10 scoring offense who had their starting quarterback in that game, but some pretty big red flags from them down the stretch. Back-to-back 30-plus point games allowed to the Bucks and the Panthers in December. So I think the Cowboys could come out really strong here at home, as they've done throughout most of the season, and easily get into the 30s here and go over that team total.
All right, my fandom wants to agree with you. My fandom does love all those things. I'm going with Dallas running back Tony Pollard to go over 61.5 rushing yards. So much of Green Bay's defensive focus is going to be stopping CeeDee Lamb, is stopping Dak Prescott in this downfield attack. And I think that's going to open up a lot of space for Pollard to find room to run. And he and this offensive line, they got some momentum building. Last week, he went for 70 yards on 17 carries. It was his fourth biggest rushing effort of the season. And he didn't play very much in the final quarter as well, too. And we look at this, not only are the Packers one of the poor run stop units in the league, but Pollard went for 115 yards on the ground against Green Bay last season, ran up and down them. And another thing why I like Pollard in this game is the bigger spread. We see Dallas -7.5. Game script says the Cowboys should be playing with a solid lead in the second half based on that spread. And what does that mean? It means a lot of Tony Pollard handoffs with them trying to drain a little clock, secure the ball, and ride that to the win. So I like all of that. I like Tony Pollard to go over 61.5 yards rushing. And on top of those bets, we have two more that I like for Sunday here at Packers-Cowboys game. We're taking Dallas over 1.5 touchdowns in the first half, CeeDee Lamb to find the end zone in the touchdown anytime markets, and we're going to put those together with Pollard's milestone to go over 50-plus rushing yards, and we're going to add on Joe's over on the team total for Dallas, 30.5. That same game parlay comes out to plus 300. You can go to Bet365 and find the boosted price for that. You can check out it in the banner on the app or the website. You can follow us on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. You'll see that SGP boosted promoted as well throughout the week. So go over to Bet365 and you can find that boosted SGP for the Sharp 600 parlay. Of course, odds are subject to change before kickoff. This is an interesting one, a really good storyline. We have Rams at the Detroit Lions. What do you like here, Joe?
I like a lot of team total overs in these indoor games here for Super Wild Card Weekend. Mm-hmm. And I have another one. And this might be my favorite of all of them. I like the Rams to go over their team total of 23.5. So check them out in Matthew Stafford's last six starts. Of course, he sat out week 18 versus the 49ers. LA is averaging 31.3 points in all six of those games and have scored at least 26 points in all six games. Couple of huge advantages here for them. Detroit is 30th in yards allowed per pass attempt. When the Rams connect, they connect big. They are third in yards per completion. And when they get into the red zone, expect touchdowns, not field goal attempts. This is the fourth team that ranks fourth in red zone offense versus 29th in red zone defense. So I like the Rams offense and specifically their pass attack to have a big game here.
Yeah, that's one of my, I have that bet already as well too. I love that bet. I'm going to go with a little, kind of maybe a weirdo market here, but Jared Goff over half an interception. It's plus 135. Of course, the big storyline is the QBs here. And we've got McVay knowing the ins and outs of Jared Goff more than any rival QB out there. But one thing that does stand out for me is LA runs one of the highest rates of zone defense in the league. Goff has thrown 12 interceptions on the season. 10 of those INTs have come against zone coverage. Another reason I like this one, too, is Laporta's shaky status. The tight end got hurt in Week 18. He may not be able to play in this game. He has been Jared Goff's guy against zone defense. He sees 69% of his yardage come against zone. He's been huge, a huge safety blanket against zone schemes. And we've seen Goff have his worst days against some zone teams. Look at the two games against Chicago, which runs the 11th highest rate of zone defense in the league. He threw 5 interceptions in those two games with the Bears. I expect him to make a mistake in this one and at least throw one pick at plus 135 odds. All right, let's wrap it up here. Final game of the Wild Card Weekend. We have Philadelphia, Dell's Philadelphia Eagles, stumbling into Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks. What do you like here?
Boo to producer Dell. Not so much the Eagles. I don't mind the Eagles, but take boots it easy.
Listen, it's been a real hard month here for him, so let's take it easy.
Indeed, that's true. Okay, so stick with me here. I like the under 44, and we're seeing a lot of lower scoring games for these teams based on the location. So stick with me. The Eagles' road under record plus the Bucks' home under record is 13-4 this season. So especially low scoring games in Tampa Bay this season. This total is 9.3 points higher than the average combined score in Bucks home games this season. And then you check out this Eagles offense. They're not traveling when they go on the road. They're averaging 10.2 fewer points per game on the road. Of course, these teams met back in week three. The Birds won 25-11. The Bucks offense hasn't looked very good the past couple weeks. 21 total points in their last two games. Their defense is looking pretty good here, though. Fourth in yards per play allowed over their last three. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like the under. It's my least favorite game of the weekend. Why couldn't they put the Dolphins in that spot after playing the last game of the season on
Sunday night? They definitely would have benefited from that scheduling. That's for sure.
Yeah, so they got burned, but hopefully I won't get burned on that bet under 44.
All right, and that's actually, that's my favorite bet for this one, too. I just finished the game preview for it. I went under 44 as well, too. I actually bet, this is one of my first bets of the week, I bet under 45 when the odds came out on Sunday night. You have A.J. Brown nursing that knee injury. You have Jalen Hurts with the busted up finger. A lot of injuries up and down for the offense and the defense for the Eagles as well, too. One thing that I do like with Tampa Bay's offense, not necessarily explosive, but extremely efficient, and one of the best, actually ranks number three in EPA per play, and they're up there in top 10 in terms of success rate, in terms of third, fourth down EPA per play. So when it comes to those crucial downs, third down conversions, they're a top 10 team in third down conversions. I expect them to play a little keep away from the Eagles' offense and have some methodical drives. Tampa Bay's defense, significantly better at home. They give up just over 17 points per game. They're one of the better red zone defenses. And Todd Bowles has had Jalen Hurts' number. We look at these teams have played three times. Hurts has a QB rating of just over 63. Three touchdown passes, five interceptions. And when it comes to his damage on the ground, too, he's been held to under 4 yards per carry against Todd Bowles' defense and defensive schemes. So, again, I like the under in this one as well, too. Let's tie a bow on everything wildcard weekend. Team 600 teaser, what do you like?
Let's take the Cowboys down to minus 1.5 in the Mike McCarthy revenge game.
All right. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to double up on our underplay here because we both like it. I'm going to take this total from 44 points up to 50 and go under for Eagles and Tampa Bay. All right, Joe, good luck for the wildcard weekend. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Sharp 600.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Best of luck to you and to all the listeners out there. Yeah.
2 minutes real time with our guy, Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. Let's go. Team 600 teaser out of the gate. We got under 50, Philly and Tampa Bay and Dallas down to minus 1.5. Close us off here.
I'm going to take KC. By the way, thanks for having me, guys. As always, KC plus 1.5. I want that field goal factor on my side in case it's that close.
All right. Listen, we're going to go through all the games here. We're going to try to get it into 2 minutes. It ain't going to happen. Cleveland at Houston, we got a rookie starting in a playoff game. How much does the bad history of first-time QBs factor into the odds for this game?
Yeah, but a bad ATS numbers for first-time QBs. But, on this line, sees a little bit of that, but it's been swaying towards Cleveland, and this morning now starting to sway back towards Houston. If you look at the four first-timers this weekend, Stroud definitely has the more likely chance of winning, in my opinion.
Yeah, and played beyond his year was all season too. We got Miami at KC, the short week for the Finns. You got the chilly situation going on in Arrowhead. Temperatures, a crazy crowd. How much is home field worth in this particular Saturday night game?
I mean, KC, traditionally one of the stronger home fields in the league. That's been for a long time, especially when weather's a factor. They've kind of been maybe, the metrics are showing them maybe like having a two-point advantage. I think in this particular game, it's worth easily a field goal, possibly more, but definitely worth a field goal in this game.
All right. We got Pittsburgh and Buffalo. We got to talk about the weather. Expected to be wild winds, possibly in that 50-mile-per-hour gust range. And the market has cut almost a TD off of this point total. Any other markets impacted by the crazy wind that we're going to see in Buffalo this weekend?
Yeah, but obviously all your other, total related prop markets, more extreme juice on the key half total numbers and total TD markets. But you got to look at total field goals made, shorter yard marks for longest field goal, longest TD, and also time it for a score. You're looking at a two-minute mark. It's usually 6 minutes for all the other games, 8 minutes for this one.
Ooh. I like the chance for a two-point conversion in this one as well, too.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Green Bay at Dallas, two very popular teams. Is this going to be the biggest handle of the wild card weekend? And what are the sharp guys looking for in this game?
It's very possible. I do think Miami-KC may give it a run as it's the primetime standalone on a Saturday night in a huge AFC matchup. The considered sharp action, they're looking more at the props on this game. Dallas TD's over. Early action on the team total for Dallas over 28.5. That's now 30.5. And them, along with everybody's back in CD Lamb, to score at any time TD. That was minus 20, now minus 150.
Oof. And we got the Rams at Detroit. Great game on Sunday night. Tallest total on the board. Is there anything under drawing action here? This just seems like an over game.
The total action is kind of split. It's 55-45 to the over at this time. Mm-hmm. However, most of the prop action likes overs for all the main player stats. Both QBs over, main receivers over, running backs over. So total kind of split, prop action looking at all good performances for the main players.
All right, so if you're looking for unders, maybe come back later, closer to game time.
I think so. I think if you're an under player in this, give it a day or two.
All right, and then finally, the wild card weekend finale, Monday night. Do bettors trust the Eagles to get right against Tampa Bay?
In a one-word slang, kinda. The line is moving towards them. The action is siding with them about 65-35. That's both for spread and money line. Mm-hmm. You would have seen Philly being a much bigger spread and way more action on them, but obvious injury concerns for both sides, especially the QB spot.
Yeah, and the Monday night scheduling definitely helps them out as well, too.
Exactly. Yeah, it does. I mean, for both teams, that does. Mayfield's got his issues, possibly two injuries. Hurts, as his name says, he's dealing with some hurts right now.
All right, wrap us up here. We've gone way over the horn, but that's okay. It's wildcard weekend. It's the playoffs. Best bet for wildcard weekend. What do you got?
I'm going with a dog here. I'm going to take the kid Stroud and the Houston Texans straight up at home.
All right. Like we said, he's had a phenomenal rookie season. If any rookie quarterback can buck that first-timer trend, it's going to be him. All right.
It's going to be a game of turnovers there, so I think they win the turnover battle there.
Right on. All right. That is it for Wild Card Weekend's edition of the Sharp 600. Big thanks to Dell, Joe, Aaron, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. A reminder, if you like what we're doing here each week on the podcast, give us a rating and review. We appreciate that. We're going to be back next week for the NFL divisional round as the playoffs progress. Until then, enjoy your weekend and best of luck. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. So check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.